Secretary of State Colin Powell has written the Israeli and Palestinian authors of an unofficial Middle East peace plan, expressing appreciation for their efforts to tackle some of the difficult issues in the regional peace process. The State Department says the Powell gesture is not a U.S. endorsement of the terms of the informal plan or an effort to circumvent current Israeli and Palestinian authorities. The so-called back-channel Middle East peace negotiations are a politically sensitive issue, and the State Department is going to great lengths to stress that U.S. support is for the effort at Israeli-Palestinian dialogue and not an endorsement of the plan produced by the ad hoc Geneva negotiators. The two main authors of the plan, former Israeli Justice Minister Yossi Beilon and former Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo, wrote Secretary Powell last month, reviewing the results of their work, which involved policy experts and participants in past negotiations between the two sides. Their unofficial Geneva Agreement calls for a Palestinian state consisting of the Gaza Strip, virtually all of the West Bank and Arab neighborhoods of Jerusalem. It would uproot most Jewish settlements in the areas, while Palestinian refugees would give up their right to return to areas that would not be part of a Palestinian state. At a briefing here, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the United States remains committed to the international roadmap for a two-state solution to the Middle East conflict by 2005 as the way forward, and that an essential condition for making progress is for Palestinians to act against terrorism. At the same time, he said Mr. Powell welcomes endeavors like the back-channel negotiations and said the United States is encouraged any time Israelis and Palestinians sit down to address the difficult issues of peace.
Projects such as this, dialogues such as this, are important to help sustain an atmosphere of hope, to try to indicate that maybe these issues can be dealt with, but they don't resolve the issues, and these issues won't be resolved until the governments, the leaders involved, get to the point where they can sit down and settle them officially. So we're not endorsing a particular formula for Jerusalem or refugees or the other issues that are being dealt with, but as I've said here today, and I think before, we've been encouraged that Israelis and Palestinians are talking to each other, been encouraged that Israelis and Palestinians are trying to start addressing these important issues.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has been bitterly critical of the informal talks and of Mr. Beilon, a leftist former member of parliament, saying his team undermined Israeli security and had no right to go behind the back of the government and make concessions, even in a symbolic deal. Under questioning here, spokesman Boucher said Mr. Powell's appreciation for the project was not an effort to circumvent Prime Minister Sharon or Palestinian leaders for that matter. A senior U.S. diplomat who spoke to reporters said there is no contradiction between efforts like the Geneva dialogue and the roadmap. He said the final status issues of the peace process will eventually have to be dealt with in official negotiations under the roadmap, and he said the fact that some people are trying to address those issues now is a good thing. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.